Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hope you're right. Scott, no chappers today because he is... He's doing... What is it, Becky? Something to do with pubs.
I'm not entirely sure and I'm a bit suspicious.
I think he's... It's something like he's hosting the Pub of the Year Awards. Maybe Google that.
I think it's Great British Pub Awards, is that it, maybe?
Yeah, I think it's in Birmingham tonight.
Oh. Doesn't mention his name on the website.
Obviously, Rob Brydon was busy and couldn't do that particular award ceremony, but that's where he is today. Do you ever wish you could take a day off just to do stuff like that?
Well, I was saying to the pub. One that doesn't speak earlier, it's like, can I take a day off claiming that I'm presenting an award show for something that I really like shopping awards?
Christmas shopping awards, yeah.
Apparently, no, you have to take leave.
So, no chopper today. First things first, I'd also like to point out that me and Westwood do not ever watch Desperate Housewives together in bed, despite what he said on Edith's show this afternoon. We're both big fans, but we do it in the comfort of our own homes, separately. I know he did say that we do, but we really don't. I don't know what he's trying to start there at all.
Just admit it, no?
Well, we don't.
Well, he's already said you do,
well,
so...
Well, we don't.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hi there, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Martin.
All right, Martin, what's going on?
I'm at the Pub Awards tonight with chappers.
Oh, you going to the Pub Awards?
Yep.
What's your pub, then?
It's the Elm Tree Inn at Heath, near Chesterfield.
Are you going to win?
Oh, I'd like to think so.
And what categories do they have in Pub Awards? Best beer mats?
All sorts. Real ale pubs, family pubs, good food, gastro pubs.
Oh, you'll be able to see chappers then later?
Hopefully. We're sat near him.
What do you mean?
Well, we know what table he's on and we know what table we're on.
What table are you on?
We're on table 12.
And he is?
On table 9.
So you've seen the table plan already?
We have indeed.
So, but he's supposed to be hosting it, so why is he sat down at a table?
I think he's going to get rather merry before he starts.
Well, this sounds like a brilliant excuse for a day off, the more I hear about it, doesn't it?
It's working for me so far.
Wow, yeah, well, that's fair enough. But yeah, but you actually run a pub.
Yeah, that's right.
That's fair enough. It's your big award. It's the Oscars of the pub world tonight for you.
Yep, certainly is.
So, Champers is actually on a table. Brilliant.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hi.
Who are you?
I'm Gilly.
Hi, where are you?
It's in South Wales.
Okay, how can I help?
The bloke on the phone just now said Champers is supposed to be on table 9 tonight.
Yeah.
Well, after watching the wedding singer the other night, I thought it was only mutants who sit on table 9.
I have seen the wedding singer. What, are you saying that table 9 is some kind of code?
Well, no, it was just full of a bunch of mutants.
Right.
They all joined in on a song of Love Stinks.
Right, okay, I'll have to refresh myself with that film, I think.
Yeah?
It says on Urban Dictionary that mutants at table 9 is a meaning for people who are unpartnered but want to be paired up.
All right.
So I think Chappers is at some kind of singles night.
Oh, okay, cool, excellent.
Well, perhaps he is, yeah.
Thank you for bringing that to my attention.
No problem, Scott.
I love you.
Love you too.
Yeah, we'll love you too. Now, all right, I think this is weird, okay? This is from my flatmate, obviously. Weird. Do you ever imagine that you are in a film?
No.
In everyday life?
No. I do have friends that do, but not me.
Well, I don't either. And do you ever imagine that you have your own theme tune?
No. James King does.
What's his?
The theme tune to his is the saxophone solo from Dirty Dancing, Time of My Life. What, he wants that played everywhere he walks in.
See, I was talking to another mate, because I said to my flatmate, oh no, you're weird. And then I was talking to another mate today about it on the phone, and they're going, yeah, I have a theme tune as well.
He said he heard it in Starbucks once and thought it would be really good, as that would be the theme tune to his life.
But they say that, like, normally if you're walking around, right, and you've got your MP3 player on, and you can kind of imagine the opening or closing credits rolling, and it obviously depends what kind of mood you're in, and you can change the music and change what kind of film you're in. So let's say you're walking to work or whatever, you're on the bus in the morning, and let's say you want to be in a Richard Curtis film. Bit of a rom-com.
I might have this as a theme tune for some, not just when I was walking to work, like if I was going on a nice romantic walk with my boyfriend. Like
you'd
getting
have
on
wet,
the tube,
wet on.
Getting on the underground. No, but getting on the underground to go to work is not very romantic, is it?
No, but if you're imagining you're in a film, which people do, I don't get it either. I'm just saying, I'm putting it out there. I bet loads of other people will now text me and go, I do that all the time. For instance, maybe you want to walk to work and you're in an action movie. See? All you got to do is put your headphones on, walk along the road, let's go. Do pointy fingers for a gun.
No, don't do that.
Actually, don't do that.
No one else can tell what you're listening to. You might look very strange.
Let me know if you do this, if you have a theme tune to your life. I don't, but I bet there's loads of people that do. And I bet loads of people will now suggest what mine should be.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
M has been on. I was trying to get her on the phone, but she was like, no, I'm not. I can't talk now. I'm at work. I really can't talk. Sorry, on the radio. She's been on the text saying, last night on the way home, I pretended I was a spy and was giving people furtive looks on the bus. My tune for that was Club to Death. Now, I'm thinking that she might be an actual spy because when I phoned her, she was like, I can't talk right now. Sorry.
And she's just called M. Not a name, just a letter.
Well, it is spelled...
Oh, Emma, as in Emma.
It's E-M, actually. Oh. Yeah, Emma. But I see what you've done there. Yeah. And this is a theme tune. So she's on the bus, looking around, looking like a spy. So many people do this. I think that we're the odd ones out. Loads of people have got a theme tune to their life.
What are you going to get, then?
I'm going to get this one, I think. I'll have a think.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Sometimes it's really good when Chappers isn't here. I've just found his theme tune.
And now I've passed my sell-by date. Oh, I am no spring chicken, it's true. I have to pop my teeth into chew. My old knees have started to knock. I've just got too many miles on the clock. So I'm a wrinkly, creepy, set in my ways. It's true that my body has seen.
Go on, Chappers, it's a theme tune to your life.
Me off a chance and I can still misbehave. One foot in the grave.
Podcast.
Right, now, someone has sent me a link to this film and the reviews that go with it. I've not actually heard of this film before. I imagine it's probably straight to DVD. And let me just read you some of the reviews of this movie. Do not rent this movie. Bad acting, bad sound effects, and The Hoff. I like the first two, where they were enjoyable movies at the best, but this one is so bad, it's really bad. Another review. If you thought the snake in the previous two films was unrealistic, this is horrendous. I could have done a better job myself with cardboard and paper mache. The acting is terrible, the story is obvious, and special effects? What special effects? Next one. Do not rent this movie. Now, this film is Anaconda 3, starring David Hasselhoff. Listen.
It is one of the deadliest predators ever created, the anaconda.
Now, does this remind you of any particular film plot? I'll read you the actual synopsis for the film. A mercenary for hire, Hasselhoff, accepts a mission to capture a dangerous snake that could possibly help cure a terminal illness.
Me back up ASAP.
She's about to give birth.
In about 12 hours, this entire country's going to be overrun with baby snakes.
Now, obviously, I'm aware that there's been Anaconda 1 and Anaconda 2, but the Anaconda 3 plot sounds strangely familiar to me.
Once you see this thing, you unload everything you can until it stops moving, and you shoot only for the head.
Has The Hoff made our film without us? I think so. This was our one.
Mills Max Pictures presents...
Snakes.
David Hasselhoff.
Ah! I've been bitten on the bits! Ah!
Snakes. While you strain...
Who are you?
I'm Drake Napalm. I'm here to save your life.
Snakes, while you strain.
Get them off!
Rated 18. Coming soon.
Hmm. Now, I'm not sure if the Hoff has to make love to them in order to cure them in Anaconda 3, but it does sound strangely familiar. What do you think?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Colin Ed Sterling's been on saying the Hoff has definitely ripped you off, Mills. Sue him. I'm not sure I could sue him, but it seems like he may have borrowed our idea and run off with it. For Anaconda 3. Acon 3. The Return. Kate in Cheshire's been on saying anyone who rents a film called Anaconda 3 deserves everything they get, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Oh, someone's seen it and says it's the Hoff's acting isn't the best. And he looks lovingly into the snake's eyes all the way through. Yeah, it sounds just like us. Seriously, I need to have words with the Hoff.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Our guest today playing Oh, What's Occurring, not Chappers, but Zane Lowe. Hi.
Hi.
I know you love doing this.
Who cancelled?
Chappers. He's at the Pub of the Year Awards.
I mean, I understood when
no,
I was...
No, you're the next.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. I'm the next host of the Pub of the Year Awards. No. Outstanding. I'm looking forward to
you'll
that.
You'll be on next year.
So it's like literally like, and the runner-up is the Duke of York in Yorkshire. Is that what it is?
Yeah, wow. Pretty much. They have like awards for best real ale, best beer mat.
Go the Junction.
Yeah, all that.
Go the Junction.
Every time.
I'm just throwing that in there.
Okay, so we're going to play Oh, What's Occurring. Before that, let's talk about
Westwood.
Westwood's on your show tonight.
Yeah.
What's Occurring? You looking forward to that?
Yeah, always. Always looking forward to having a little FaceTime with the big dog.
He was like, I heard the Kissy sellout one. It was horrible.
It was horrible. Me and Kissy. It was great music, but me and Kissy.
Got nasty.
It did get really nasty. Both of us were a bit embarrassed and ashamed at the end of it for being so horrible to each other. But we're okay now.
Westwood tonight.
All jokes aside, no, it's going to be. It's just pretty much going to be him telling me off.
Yeah.
For an hour.
Excellent.
It is. It's going to be like going to see the principal. I think you know where the front office is, you know? You're going to go see the principal and he's just going to sit there and he's going to go, that's not music.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, he does that a lot. So it's Zane versus Westwood tonight.
It's that kind of day, you know? Jimmy Carr kicked off breakfast this morning. How do you think it feels for me?
Yeah.
To be taking my son to school and have Jimmy Carr calling me out for being overexcitable. Yeah. It's embarrassing. My son is only, you know, he's young. He doesn't understand what Jimmy Carr's saying, but he gets the sentiment. He knows that, you know, daddy's an idiot. and it's embarrassing. So I just want to say, Jimmy Carr, that wasn't very nice. No, I'm just kidding.
Right, let's do this, shall we?
Right, shut up, Zane.
What's occurring?
I've got three situations. All I need from you is to tell me what happened next.
Oh.
What's occurring?
Good. So it's Zane and Becky today. Huh. Play along at home on 81199.
Just for fun.
Now, we've got this song which we created for Leona Lewis. Called Love Handles. We had Leona.
That's what it was. Last night I was getting texts about Love Handles, and yeah. I was totally in the dark about that.
This is it.
Right.
I love your love handles, handles. Leona's on it too.
I love your love handles, handles.
And then yesterday, Katy Perry did a version.
I love your love handles, handles, handles. I love your love handles, handles, handles. I love your love handles, handles. Handles,
see, the Katy Perry version sounds like a mobile phone handles, ad, doesn't it?
Handles, yes. Handles. Doesn't it?
Get all day plans. You know, whatever they say. Get free talk for an entire month.
At the thingy warehouse.
It is totally there, yeah,
it does. So that's Love Handles.
Ooh, drone.
Here's my question to you. How many people would actually buy Love Handles if it was released?
That's an estimate, surely.
Yeah. We ask people on the streets of Great Britain.
Right. Okay.
What do you think?
Okay. Well, I mean...
It's a guessing game, you know?
There's so many questions I have, you know. At this point, I'm just going to dive straight in the deep end and not bother asking any of them. Yeah. I'm just going to guess. I don't even know how many people you asked. I'm going to say, I think 70% of the people that you asked is that... I'd say 17.
17 people. Would buy Love Handles if it was released as a download or a CD. Becky.
Two.
Two?
What, did you ask five? I mean, I don't know how many you asked.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
We asked about 10 people.
Oh, come on!
On the streets of Great Britain.
Come on! That's so out of order!
How many people would buy Love Handles? You said, it's fine.
not fine.
70%, so you can have 7 yeah, out of 10.
Can I have that?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
That People Just Wait is a very interesting tune. Different.
Would you buy it, though, if it was in the shops?
I probably wouldn't.
Interesting, a little bit childish.
If it was in the shops, would you buy it?
I'm more into rock and pop music.
What?
That's that cheesy.
Would you buy it?
Nah.
Very good. What? Very good.
If it was in the shops, do you think you'd buy it?
I might not buy it.
What?
Personally, no.
Would you buy that song?
Probably not, no.
It's just weird. So what do you guys reckon? If it was in the shops, would you buy it?
No. Something different.
So you reckon you might buy it?
Why not? It's a Christmas party tune, I reckon.
Yeah, it's good. It's it's different.
So would you buy it?
No.
Great. Okay, so that was just one person there.
Which version was it? Was it your version or the Katy Perry version?
It was the Leona and Me version.
Oh, see, I thought it was the Katy Perry version.
It was still the same song.
You're a shambles.
It was two, so Becky gets the point. Wait, no, you said two. It was one, so Becky gets the point.
Ow! What's occurring?
What's happened to this segment in the last 2 weeks? If this was like really the sharpest blade in the cutting edge of popular entertainment, and has there been a change in staff? Oh no, what's occurring?
Yeah.
You're shambles.
Right. You know Countdown?
I do.
They give you an anagram, don't they?
Oh
now,
no.
Who do you think is best at word games at Radio 1?
Oh right, okay. Out of?
Out of anyone.
Oh no,
DJs.
I'm going to say, and then you're going to go, we asked Tim Westwood, Sarah Cox, and... Out of anyone.
That's not the question.
Okay, all right. Out of anybody, who do I think is the best? Out of what, DJs?
Yeah.
All DJs, okay. Yeah. I think Rob DeBank.
No, it's Sarah Cox.
Oh.
Now, we gave her this anagram. Okay, let me just show you this here.
Mm.
Okay. If you'd like to read out those letters there, Zane.
B-O-O-E, a B, an I, and an S.
Now, what word can you make out of that?
Boebies. Boebus.
Any more?
Boebus.
Are they real words?
Boebus. Boobus. Oh, I see where you're going with this.
Here's my question to you.
Saved by the Mills.
How many words in 30 seconds could Sarah Cox make out of those letters? Read them again for me.
B-O-O-E-B-I-S. 3.
How many words in 30 seconds? Becky?
4.
You're saying 4.
Mm.
Saying low.
Pushing it out. Let's try it. 3. I'm stick with 3.
Okay. You're saying 3. Becky's saying 4. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's Wordmaster Sarah Cox. But how can many words can she make out of that in 30 seconds flat?
Here we go. Well, boobies. Boob. Boo. Bo. Bob.
That's a name.
Bib.
That's fine. That's five.
Sob.
Good.
Is.
Good.
B.
Good.
All I can see is boobs. It's just boobs jumping out, aren't they? Oboe.
Oboe. Good.
That was good.
She got like 9 or something, didn't she?
She got 9, which means that
Becky
gets the point again.
Oh, what's occurring?
Also, here's a bonus point for you.
Uh-huh.
What do you think was the most popular word that the general public came up with using those letters?
Boobies.
Do you think boobies? Becky. The letters are...
B-O-O-E-B-I-S.
Is.
Let's find out.
Boobies.
Boobs.
Boobies.
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 A horse for one, then.
Boobies.
Boobies.
Boobs.
There you go.
See?
Huh?
Would you like a point for that?
I'll take the point.
Have a point.
I'll take the point and the enormous low in standard as well for me. I'll take the point and the embarrassment.
What's
Thank
the
you.
Curtis?
Next one. You know Joe Calzaghe?
Boxer.
World
Legend.
Champion boxer.
Mm.
Unbeaten 46 fights in a row. Did you actually know he's quite a good friend of mine?
No.
Yeah. We like a bit of banter, me and Joe.
Wow.
Spoke to him earlier. Now, we did the same as Greg James and producer Neil did with the insults game yesterday. Here's my question to you. How long could me and world champion boxer Joe Calzaghe insult each other for before we ran out of things to say.
Oh, Lord. Wow. 90 seconds?
Zane's saying 90 seconds. Becky?
20 seconds, because I think you probably got scared.
No, we're good.
Insider knowledge there.
No, we're good mates.
I reckon you just go and go, don't you? I mean, I would. Me and my mates would go all day.
Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's me and world champion boxer Joe Calzaghe throwing insults at each other. It's Scott Mills versus Joe Calzaghe. Let's start the insults, you wally, Joe.
Muppet.
Egypt.
Kermit the Frog.
You big tart.
Lipstick.
Punk.
Goat.
What?
Goat.
Buffoon.
Spider monkey.
Spamhead.
Div.
Div is good. You big dingus.
You big tambourine head.
You flower.
Moonface.
Well, that's low. Numpty.
Crusty toenail.
Nincompoop.
That's a good one. Oh, yeah, nincompoop. Yeah. Sheephead.
Sheephead? Joe wins.
Yes. I knew I'd psych you out then.
You knew you'd psych me out.
He's pretty good at that.
Yeah, so it was 60 seconds.
Was
Zane,
it?
Yeah, Zane was closest. So today, what's occurring is a draw.
It's a draw.
Zane 2, Becky 2.
It was worth it.
That's good, thank you. You thought you were going to crash and burn then.
Well, to be honest, I got off to a pretty bad start because you did, and I followed.
Ow!
Thank you, Zane.
Thanks, guys.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I spoke to world champion boxer Joe Calzaghe earlier. And what follows are some startling revelations. Me and Becky got him to agree to all sorts. Now, I'm thinking that he is still jet-lagged because he's not long been back from New York. And I'm not sure if this interview is legally binding. But we have got him to agree to some things that I don't think he will want to do when he wakes up tomorrow morning. He's been hit in the head a few times, though, so who knows what's happened. Here's me speaking to Joe earlier.
How are you doing, Scott?
I'm good, you're right.
Yeah, I'm a bit sore, but I'm feeling good. I'm feeling really happy today.
That's how many fights unbeaten now?
That's 46. Yeah, 46 fights undefeated. Only 3 being Rocky Marciano, but I seriously got to sit down and think now whether I want to continue, because I have a long, long career. I'm 37 in March, and I don't want to push it, you know.
So let me guess right, you've never been beaten?
Well, I've not been beaten for 18 years. The last time I lost it was an amateur when I was 17, so a long, long time ago.
Oh, go on, do another one.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people like me to fight back home, you know, at the Millennium Stadium, one fight, one fight, but I'm usually going to sit down with my family, have a think about things and see how it goes.
Becky's here, who works on the show.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing? You okay?
I'm good, thank you. What about Scott?
He's always up
for a fight.
Yeah, well, he can come down if he wants, but I don't know if I like get paid lots of money. Can he pay me, you know, are you going to pay me, like...
Well, our listeners will pay loads of money to see you beat him up.
Okay, then that might be exceptional.
One last fight. You versus Scott Mills in a big, big ring, with our listeners paying lots of money to see it.
Now you're getting me excited, definitely, I'll be up for that.
Now, you've got this DVD, Joe Calzaghe, My Life Story. I was going to ask you what it's about, but I think the title probably says quite a lot about it.
Yeah, it's about, you know, about bits that people don't see, you know, it's sort of my private life, you know, my family, you know, things that make me tick, you know, where I train, and yeah, it's the bits and pieces, like, you know, so yeah, it's a good insight into my training and so on.
Will you be doing any signing sessions of your DVD in any shops?
Yeah, I should imagine so. I'm only planning at the moment. We're gonna do the info set to do that, so yeah, definitely we'll do some of that. It's nice to go out and also meet your fans and do that, so that's good, yeah.
We were talking about this on the show this week. You know those people, celebrities, who do book signings?
Yeah.
And I've got a bit of a fear, see, that they're sat there at a trestle table chewing their pen with a big pile of their books next to them and no one turns up. I've just got this irrational fear of it and I don't know why.
That'd be pretty bad, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Has that happened to you then?
No, I wouldn't even put myself through it.
Yeah, he doesn't have to worry. Loads of people will turn up.
I haven't got a book.
Yeah, no, not you. Joe.
Oh, Joe, sorry. Yeah.
You're worried that no one will turn up to yours if you ever do one.
Of course they wouldn't.
Loads of people will turn up to his.
No, they'll turn up to Joe's. Of course they will.
Yeah, it'd be alright. Like I said, I don't have book signing before, and a few turned up. About three or four turned up, which was alright. It wasn't too bad.
It was, I bet there was more than three or four, weren't there?
Yeah, maybe 400, yeah.
So, the DVD's out now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It comes on Monday, so, you know, good timing. So.
And will you be wrapping that up and giving that to people for Christmas?
Of course.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We've got the Ghost Hunting with Radio 1 DVD, which has just come out as well, with Yvette Fielding, and I'm planning on wrapping that up and giving it to most people that I know.
Yeah, I like it. I was wondering if they all put props along the tables or put on. Is it real? Are there really ghosts?
I'm doubtful.
Do you see any ghosts?
Do I see any ghosts? I saw... no.
It's a good DVD then, Scott.
I got your dog.
Yeah, that was me selling the Ghost Hunting with Radio 1 DVD there. would you do the Ghost Hunting?
Yeah, I'd do it as long as I didn't do it on my own.
Yvette Fielding would love to have you on, I'm telling you.
Yeah, yeah, I'd probably go on it, but I wouldn't go on my own.
No, you'd have to go. Who would you take with you?
I'd probably take my girlfriend.
You and your girlfriend, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and some, you know, some, like, you know, some weapons just in case, you know, I did come across some ghouls of some sort.
Some weapons? So, if you don't do this last fight, what are you going to do? If you don't do boxing anymore?
Yeah, well, you know, like I say, I've only boxed. I've been doing it for 25 years, so I've just taken out a promoter's license. So, I like to promote, maybe manage and train other fighters, do some TV commentary. So, you know, there's you know, other options there for me, but.
Would you do Strictly Come Dancing?
Nope.
I'm a celebrity, get me out of here?
Nope.
Celeb Air?
I never hear that one, but it sounds rubbish, no.
Cirque de Celebrity?
Another one, no.
No.
Anything with celebrity, I wouldn't do, no.
Oh, okay. Have you seen Hole in the Wall?
No.
Oh, it's good, that.
Is it really good? Was it about people spying on people like voyeurs?
Oh, something? Your one's on this Saturday, isn't it, Scott?
Is it?
Oh, it's basically...
No, it's next Saturday.
No, it's basically where they get celebrities to dress in this really tight silver lycra suit and then jump through a hole in a wall like Tetris.
Oh, that'd be good. I'll do that one.
It's like human Tetris. You just have to make the shape of the wall that comes towards
Tetris,
you.
Tetris, man. I love Tetris. I'll do that.
Okay, right, so we can sign you up for Hole in the Wall.
Hole in the Wall Tetris, but forget all of that.
All the others are off. And Ghost Hunting you'll do as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah, man. Definitely go for Ghost Hunting.
So, that was Joe Calzaghe from earlier. We've just got him to agree to do Ghost Hunting, Yvette, if you're listening, and Hole in the Wall. Now, Dale Winton's going to be a very happy man, because I've understood that they're finding it hard to get celebrities to go on that now, to put themselves through a polystyrene wall and make a shape. So, Joe's bang up for that. Radio 1 Podcasts. Right, there's a bit of a dilemma going on here, because Becky has been so good... on her diet, as she's on at the moment. You've been really good today.
Thanks.
You have.
Thank you.
You haven't eaten... you've not eaten no bad stuff at all.
No,
and it's quite hard at Radio 1, because loads of people keep making cakes and stuff, and there's just, like, people hand biscuits around. It's like, get lost if you're on a diet. And then today, some donuts arrived, and they look lush, and they've got, like, Smarties on the top, and she's been trying so hard all day not to eat one. Mm-hmm. But then you've got that kind of... 6:30 sugar craving.
I'm really hungry.
I know, because you've been so good all day. So I've brought one of the donuts down from upstairs where they were. But the slight problem is that there's a strange hair in the icing. And it doesn't look like a hair off of your head. It could be like a dog hair or something.
It was quite...
curly.
Yeah.
Are you going to eat it?
No, I don't know what to do. I could eat...
Just pick off the hair.
Well, no, that's what I thought. And then I was like, no, that's minging. I could cut... The thing is, I could break off the bit which doesn't have the hair, but then the hair might have moved. Do you know what I mean? I can't really trust
it. Can't trust that, no.
No.
So what do you do? Stick or twist? What do you do? Do you eat the donut with the hair on?
I don't know.
It might be underarm hair.
Oh! No, I can't.
Do you really want a donut that much?
No. I have got cookies out of a bin before, but I'm not
what?
Doing that.
When was that?
Well, there was a really thin girl upstairs who used to work here, and she had this packet of, you know, those really posh cookies, like you get buy them in the supermarkets. Like, and she ate one and then threw the rest away. They were still in the packet, and obviously that's why she was
so thin.
She
went rooting through the bin.
And I went to the bin and got them out.
Love that.
It's like Edith threw some chocolate away the other day in the recycling bin, so I got it out and handed it out.
You actually went into the recycling bin?
Yeah, you can't recycle chocolate. I was doing everyone a favour.
Seriously, don't eat that. I don't know what that hair is.
No, I'm not going to trust it.
And now it's time for Dear Scott, where we answer your text and email inquiries. They're all read out by the posh lady off Radio 4, who you absolutely love. So much fan mail for her coming in. First one.
Hi, Scott. Just wanted to say a massive thank you for costing Proactive Personnel Limited, brackets Cannock Branch, £70 by playing the Mariah Carey Christmas song. We had a bet of £5 each for the first Christmas song to be played on Radio 1. It's the 10th of November. What are you doing playing Christmas songs? The boss has won the money, so it's even worse. Thanks. Lol. Keep up the good work. Kind regards, John Newell.
Well, that's your own stupid fault for putting bets on about the first time Radio 1 would play a Christmas record. To be fair, I'm sorry that I've lost you £70, but that could have happened at any time, and in that case it was the 10th of November. But I wanted to cheer people up. The demand was there for it on the text. Everyone said, play it, play it, play it, play it. So I was just bowing to public demand. I'm sorry, but that's the way life is sometimes. Yeah. Next.
Hello, Smiley. My name is Faith, and I'm from Scotland. The other day, Becky said that if you look into the light, you sneeze. This is true, but only if you suffer from achoo syndrome. We learned about it in biology last year. My biology teacher might have been joking, but he said that if your mum or dad sneezes when they are in bright light, it gets passed on through your DNA. I used to be a biology nerd. Then I failed my exam. So now I'm just a nerd. Love you all, Smiley. Faith. P.S. When I was at the gym last week, I was listening to that Mini Me podcast, and I got a lot of funny looks when I was doing abdominal crunches and laughing at his rendition of Bad. It was rather embarrassing.
Can imagine.
OMG.
What?
I've just Googled it.
What, achoo syndrome?
It's actually true.
No, it isn't. Achoo syndrome.
Achoo syndrome is a general condition characterised by sudden uncontrollable sneezing after viewing a bright light.
I like it that person thought their biology teacher might be making up information, though.
Apparently it is passed down through your parents, and if you see a bright light, you sneeze up to 40 times. That's got to be annoying, hasn't it?
And it's called achoo syndrome. Okay. Well, that's something I learnt there. Next.
Dearest Scott, my name is Ruth, and I live in a little town in Devon, by the sea. I worship you and your show, and I was wondering if you may be able to help me out. Saturday night was my birthday. Great night out with a load of my closest mates in a Hummer to another local town called Exmouth.
Class.
During the night, we visited a pub called the Heavy Tree. In the pub was a group of mates dressed up as Where's Wally, one of which I think is very nice. We had to leave very suddenly, and I didn't catch his name. Is there any way you can do some sort of airway search for this young man? Forever yours, Ruth, Smiley.
So you want me to look for a hot Where's Wally that you saw in a pub?
I'm sorry, but how can you fancy anyone dressed like Where's Wally?
Come on, look at him over there. He's dressed as Where's Wally. Good morning. No, really not. I think it's probably for the best that you don't ever get in touch with him. So...
Is that just because you can't be bothered to find him?
Yeah.
It's got to be easy to spot. Someone else will track him down.
Yeah. If you see anyone quite fit who's Where's Wally, then let us know on 81199 and maybe we can reunite them. Next.
Dear Scott, subject, you are appearing in dreams again. A few weeks ago, a member of your fan club wrote in to complain that you had appeared in a dream and stolen her exam results.
Fan club?
Have you got a fan club?
No.
Did you mail out and send
is
them
that?
Badges?
Yeah, I send badges out and a newsletter. No, I think they're talking about the website and unofficialmails.co.uk.
Well, you've done it again. Last night, you wandered uninvited into my hitherto peaceful sleep, dressed as a farmer wearing bright green wellies, flat cap, an inappropriate bathrobe, and leading by the nose a huge white bull.
Uh-huh.
Gesturing to the forlorn, miserable-looking creature, you said, "Would you mind leading chappers round the show ring?" And what's worse, you spoke in a Somerset accent. Haven't you been told often enough not to? With that, you trotted off into the distance. My questions for you, Scott, are... A. Did chappers win since I woke up in shock?
Yes.
B. Do you have a list of dates and venues when you will be appearing in dreams, like your university tour?
No.
C. Can you guarantee not to appear again?
No.
D. What does this dream mean? Bryn.
I've no idea what that means, but I like it that I had a Somerset accent.
I like it that you had a bull called Chappers.
Yeah. I like it that I was a farmer. But you're clearly mad. But thanks very much for emailing anyway.
Well, I like the fact that as a farmer you had your bathrobe on. The one that you wear to pick the Wonder Years.
I'm checking that out in bathrobe news.
Are you? Why?
Yeah, it's a bit old now.
But last week's Wonder Years weren't as good as the ones you'd picked in your bathrobe.
I'm still checking it out. It's minging.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to ask for a new one for my mum for Christmas.
Is that because you always wear it down the county show?
Yeah, that's right. In Froom. Yeah. Next!
P.S. Oh. I assume you'll be wanting an appearance fee. So, for the avoidance of doubt, you are rich. There is no appearance fee. Get over it.
Okay, thanks. Hi, Zane.
Hi.
You okay?
Hi.
What's happening?
Oh, I'm just, I'm hanging out here tonight.
Excellent.
Coming early and just vibe it up.
Yeah, good.
Soak up the ambience.
Yeah, good.
Smell the ambience.
Smell it. Next.
Dear Scott, not sure if you remember me, but I was on Barraoke a while back, and I came to the Barraoke bash and sang a piece of Barry... Anyway, I went to Real Slim Barry's wedding last week with Vogue Barry. Are you still with me? Yep. Lol. And I got thinking, because since Barraoke, I have become single. Frowning smiley. Oh. Well, me and Vogue had a brainstorm and came up with an idea for a feature you might find a good idea. Might not. Lol. Anyway, I can't find any nice, cute girls anywhere. So maybe a nationwide search called Do You Want a Piece of Barry? Lol. Just an idea, anyway. Hope you're well. Baz.
Oh, I miss Barraoke.
Barraoke is just like karaoke, but it's sung by people called Barry.
So they all the Bazzes hang out, right?
Yeah, so Real Slim Barry got married, and then Vogue and Piece of Barry went up to, partake in the celebrations.
So there was a Barraoke wedding.
Yeah.
Love that.
You want a piece of Barry.
So Vogue Barry, Real Slim Barry, and you want a piece of Barry, all the same place.
Yeah.
And they're all in touch still.
Yeah.
How brilliant is that?
They're talking about doing a Christmas single.
Oh, I'd love that too.
It would be good.
Zane, hi.
Hi, sorry, I just wanted to raise my hand just ever so slightly and just suggest that perhaps, into the new year you could try Larry-oke or Harry-oke.
Well...
Or karaoke.
Weren't we thinking about Sydney-oke?
Sydney-oke, which means we get to go to Sydney to do it.
Doesn't have the same ring to it, but like his style.
Yeah. Barry Island 1 year, Sydney the next. Okay, thank you for all your emails and texts. I'm loving it that Vogue Barry, Slim Barry and Piece of Barry are all together as one. It's so good. Anything you want to say? 81199. Any correspondence you want on email, it's scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.